The speech. Martin took the only remaining chair at the end of the conference table opposite Catherine. As soon as he sat down, he removed his laptop computer from its case and put it on the table in front of him, leaving it closed for the moment. Determined not to be distracted, Catherine smiled at her staff and addressed them calmly and gracefully. "Good morning, everyone. I'd like to start the day by saying a few words, and this won't be the last time I say them." No one knew just how serious Catherine was about that remark. "We have a more experienced and talented executive team than any of our competitors. We have more cash than they do. Thanks to Martin and his team, we have better core technology, and we have a more powerful board of directors. Yet, in spite of all that, we are behind two of our competitors in terms of both revenue and customer growth. Can anyone here tell me why that is?" Silence. Catherine continued, still as warmly as when she started. "After interviewing with every member of our board and spending time with each of you and then talking to most of our employees, it is very clear to me what our problem is." She paused before completing the thought. "We are not functioning as a team. In fact, we are quite dysfunctional." A few of the staff members shot glances toward Jeff to see how he would react. He seemed fine, but Catherine picked up on the tension. "I'm not saying this to call out Jeff or anyone else in particular. It's just a fact. One that we are going to begin addressing over these next 2 days. And yes, I know how ridiculous and unbelievable it feels for you to be out of the office for so many days this month. But by the end of it all, everyone who is still here will understand why this is so important." That last comment got everyone's attention. "That's right. I want to say right up front that Decision Tech is going to experience some changes during the next few months, and it's very possible that some of us here won't find the new company to be the kind of place where we want to be. That isn't a threat or a dramatic device, and I don't have anyone in particular in mind. It's just a realistic probability, and it's nothing to be in denial about. All of us are eminently employable, and it wouldn't be the end of the world for anyone to leave if that is the right thing for the company and the team." Catherine stood and went to the whiteboard, careful not to come across as arrogant or condescending. "Let me assure those of you who might be wondering about all of this that everything we're going to be doing is about one thing only, making this company succeed. That's all. We're not going to be catching each other falling out of trees." A few of her staff members chuckled. "And we certainly won't be holding hands, singing songs, or getting naked." Even Martin managed to smile while the others laughed out loud. "I want to assure you that there is only one reason that we are here at this off-site and at the company, to achieve results. This, in my opinion, is the only true measure of a team, and it will be the focus of everything we do today and as long as I'm here. It is my expectation that next year and the year after that, we will be able to look back on revenue growth, profitability, customer retention, and satisfaction, and if the market is right for it, maybe even an IPO. But I can promise you that none of that will happen if we do not address the issues that are preventing us from acting like a team." Catherine paused to let everyone digest the simplicity of her message, and then continued. "So, how do we go about this? Over the years, I've come to the conclusion that there are 5 reasons why teams are dysfunctional." She then drew a triangle on the whiteboard and divided it with 4 horizontal lines, creating 5 separate sections. Catherine then turned back to the group. "Over the course of the next 2 days, we are going to be filling in this model and dealing with each issue one at a time. And you'll notice immediately that none of this is rocket science. In fact, it will seem remarkably simple on paper. The trick is putting it into practice. Right now, I'd like to start with the first dysfunction. Absence of trust." She turned and wrote the phrase at the bottom of the triangle. The staff members read the words silently, and most of them frowned as if to say, "Is that all you've got?" Catherine was used to this and continued, "Trust is the foundation of real teamwork. And so, the first dysfunction is a failure on the part of team members to understand and open up to one another. And if that sounds touchy-feely, let me explain. Because there is nothing soft about it. It is an absolutely critical part of building a team. In fact, it's probably the most critical." Some of the people in the room were clearly in need of an explanation. "Great teams do not hold back with one another," she said. "They are unafraid to air their dirty laundry. They admit their mistakes, their weaknesses, and their concerns without fear of reprisal." Most of the staff seemed to be accepting the point, but without a lot of enthusiasm. Catherine pushed on. "The fact is, If we don't trust one another, and it seems to me that we don't, then we cannot be the kind of team that ultimately achieves results. And so that is where we're going to focus first.